Dear Diary, something's odd today. Hi, my name is Persephone, and I'm the host of my own diary. Last week, I made a podcast testing for the relaunch of my podcast, Persephone's Diary. I made some changes in my podcast from covers, infos, and many more. And if you want to make this podcast much better, message me at facebook.com/missforsephanie'sdiary or voice message me at anchor.fm/missforsephanie. Now, come along with me as I unravel horrifying stories, urban legends, folklore, and true crimes from around the globe. But be warned, abandon all hope, ye who enter here. Lady in White. Based on a true story. Since I was little, I grew a fascination and interest in horror stories that my mother and my other family members told us about. As a kid, it seems very unusual for me since I haven't encountered those kinds of scenarios yet. Seeing ghosts, hearing tick-tick, having a sight of Manananggal, nor smelled the smoking cigar of a capre. But being interested in these kinds of stories doesn't mean that I want to encounter that kind of situation. I don't know when this happened, but this was years ago, when I was around 7 to 8 years old. My cousins and aunties came into our house since we were celebrating some kind of occasion that is now blurry in my mind. What is it? This story is buried inside my treasured chest of peculiar events, so everything is not so clear in my memory. But a certain event remained sharp and chilling that day. Me and my cousins are playing together inside our house, playing with our toys and doing other children's activities. Since we're just little humans, we like to go out and play. We love the breeze of the cold winds touching our skin since we're running around and we're all sweating.
Nai, can we go outside?
I asked my mother, who was busy chit-chatting with my aunties. Her being distracted, nod her head as an approval, and I ran back to my cousins to inform them that we're gonna go outside and play.
Come on, let's play Tiger 8!
We immediately ran outside our bedroom where we hang out because, as a child, freedom is something we always crave. I guess as an adult, nothing has changed. My cousins opened their front gate and we were welcomed by a strong cold wind that gave us chills all over our body. Outside our gate, there's this three-step concrete stairs in between a narrow alley and is connected to our house and the main street. On the other side of the narrow alley, there are three-story apartment houses and some of them are abandoned. Some of my cousins ran outside first, running fast till they reached the end of the alley, and then... psst. There's me. Frozen. Staring. I was looking at one of the abandoned three-story apartment houses on the other side of the narrow alley. There, on the second floor window, was a woman, dressed in white, with no face. I stared at her, and I couldn't take my eyes off her. I was frozen, like I'm being hypnotized to stare at her longer.
Claire?
One of my cousins pulled me back to earth.
Huh?
What are you doing?
She stared at the same direction I am staring and she looked back at me. Confused, I asked her.
Can't you see her?
See who? The lady.
In white.
Her eyes widened and she went pale. She doesn't know what to react. She was completely frozen. My other cousin came up to us and asked what's going on, and as soon as he heard what happened, they screamed in fear and realization. I stood still at the same spot where I saw the lady in white. And when I also realized what happened, I looked back at the window where she is. She's looking at me. And she's much closer
to the window than before.
Thank you so much for sticking with me at the very end of my podcast. Want to hear more stories like this? Follow my podcast for support and help our little family grow. And if you want to sleep peacefully later, subscribe to my YouTube channel and share this podcast to your friends and family. Thank you so much, my darlings. See you on the other side of my diary. Ta-da!